Promotable women.
Hello, everyone. This is Andy Powers, your roving radio reporter, and I'm here today with our new president at one of his fine hotels. So, how are you today, Mr. President?
I'm fine, Andy. Just fine. How are you?
I'm good, too. Now, this is what I call a beautiful hotel.
Thank you, Andy. We do our best to provide everything our guests require to enjoy their stay. We have an excellent, high-energy staff that are well-trained to see that all our guests are properly looked after.
That brings me to a question, Mr. President. Some people say that you are prejudiced against women. How do you respond to that?
That's ridiculous, Andy. I love women. Most of my employees are women, and they have every opportunity to move up in the company. There are no glass ceilings in our company, except for the penthouse suites, of course, which have mirrored ceilings.
I see. So, what type of positions do your female employees have?
Some are on the front desk, some are in charge of reservations, and the rest are mattress testers.
Mattress testers, you say? That's interesting. Oh, here comes one of your employees now. Oh, miss, excuse me. Can I have a word with you?
Sure. My name is Tiffany. How can I be of service to you?
I noticed you just came out of that room, room 1203, and I wondered what you do here at the hotel.
Well, I'm a mattress tester.
Oh, how interesting. Do you like your job?
I love it. The pay is good, and I get to meet the most interesting people. It's way better than my last job.
Oh, what was your last job?
I was a dancer at a private men's club.
I see. Yes, I'm sure this is a much better position for you.
I just want to say that when I first met Tiffany at her old job, I could see that she was meant for better things. She was high energy, and she had some excellent assets that I recognized right away.
Yes, I recognized them right away, too. Oh, excuse me, sir. Excuse me. Could we have a word with you? I noticed you just came out of room 1203. What's your name, sir?
My name is Bill. Will, Clanton.
Are you staying in room 1203?
Yes. Yes. Why do you ask?
I just wanted to know if you are enjoying your stay.
I know what you're after. I admit I had a few pillow fights with her, but I did not test mattresses with that woman. Mr. Clanton, don't forget to pick up your free breakfast coupon at the front desk. I just ate.
What did you have?
Peach pie.
How was it?
It was delicious. Now I think I'll go down to the lobby to smoke a cigar. Care to join me? No? Okay, I understand.
Oh, by the way, Mr. President, I'll be testing in penthouse number 2 this afternoon if you'd like to drop by around 3 p.m.
I don't know if I will have time today, Tiffany.
Well, try to swing by if you can.
So what do you make of that?
Make of what?
That breakfast at Tiffany's thing.
Well, they're both high-energy people. And when you put two high-energy people together, things happen. You see, Bill, Will's current partner, Willowy, is not a high-energy person, so it's quite understandable. I love high-energy people.
Yes, I can see that you do. Well, there you have it, folks. This is Andy Powers saying goodbye for now.